Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John, and I come to you from WWParkhoppers.com. Sitting across from me is that lovely man known as Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Excelente.
Excellent. So I can go ahead and answer one of those questions. I normally ask you what Disney stuff to do this weekend. Right. Friday night, we went to the Flying Fish. Right. Not Flying Fish Cafe. We went to Flying Fish. Had a great time. Meal was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was really good. I think we had one of the better tables in the place.
Absolutely, we did.
Yeah, we sat right next to the... Normally, sitting next to the kitchen is bad.
Not this time.
The kitchen or the bathroom.
Yeah.
But, no, this worked out nice. We had some nice interaction with the chefs. The sous chef, the chef de jour.
Yep, and at no time did I see a rat cooking, so I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, with them swatting flies.
Yeah, it was good. It was a great time, great meal. Saturday we had plans. We both canceled.
Right.
Because none of us were feeling it.
Yeah.
What did you do Sunday? Did you do anything Disney Sunday?
No, did not.
You didn't do anything on Disney?
No.
Daggum. No. What kind of Disney fans are we?
Yeah.
Kind that sleep on the weekend, that's what.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything on Sunday. I mean, I just, you know, I worked and did the consulting thing at the church, but... Yeah. That's it. So nothing really new and exciting, right?
Right.
We just got done doing the Patreon show. So we do a live show at 7 o'clock on Mondays for our Patreons and all that googly moogly. Right. So that'll be fun. And we have a very important, I cannot tell you who we are interviewing, but it's someone very exciting. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to share that with you. And are we going to do this on Friday? Are we going to do that show on Friday?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Friday you'll know. You'll know what we know when we know that you want you to know.
When you'll know.
Something like that, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but we have to kind of cook it with gasoline. So if there's nothing else, my friends, I guess we need to get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Have you ever come to Orlando and you're the person that has to make all the dining plans, all the fast passes, get all the tickets? Well, we have a service that can help you do this. This is the best service. They are themeparkconcierge.com. You can call them up at 407-257-9973. Tell them your plans. They'll send you a little profile, get some information about you and your traveling party, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And then they can set up a custom plan for you. And they'll take you around the parks. They'll make the dining plans. They'll get the fast passes. They'll take you to Walt Disney World. They'll take you to Universal. They'll take you to Busch Gardens, to SeaWorld, to Legoland, to all of those places. And they will do all of the work for you. Contact them at themeparkconcierge.com. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/RamonVIPconcierge or email them at ramon@themeparkconcierge.com. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, you'll get 10% off your order.
All right, Tokyo Disney Resort's 35th, quote, happiest celebration, end quote, programs are going to kick off on April 15th through March 25th of 2019. Tokyo Disney Resort has announced the entertainment, special events, and programs to be offered during the Tokyo Disney Resort's 35th happiest celebration. This is going to be amazing. This major celebration marks the 35th anniversary of the grand opening of Tokyo Disneyland Park. The aforementioned Disneyland Park will be the premiere. We'll have the premiere of Dreaming Up.
Or Dreaming Down.
Dreaming Up. a brand new daytime parade. Oh, so that's where all the parades are going.
Right.
A brand new daytime parade and the reopening of the iconic attraction, It's a Small World, after being temporarily closed for extensive enhancements. Then in the summer, Celebrate Tokyo Disneyland will premiere this new nighttime spectacular at Cinderella Castle. Will feature more new effects and a grander scale than ever before. And a special theme song is created just for the 35th anniversary that will be used in various programs. It's the 35th anniversary. I think that's Crystal, but I'm not sure. I'll look it up on Google. Over the anniversary year at both parks, guests will find elements of Tokyo Disney Resort's 35th anniversary happiest celebration. Just rolls right off the tongue.
Right.
In the special events for Easter, Halloween, Christmas, as well as in other exciting programs. In addition, not only will guests discover special merchandise, of course, and special menu items just for the 35th anniversary, but also a very special shop opening at Tokyo Disneyland for a limited period only. So this will be cool, opening up a little merch shop. That'll be fun. Get some Tokyo 35th anniversary happiest celebration merchandise. Right. Probably get an opportunity to buy the CD.
Sure.
With happiest anniversary. what do you think about that?
I think they're doing a killer job, and I can't believe it's been 35 years.
Crazy, right?
I know.
Let's see here. What is the... okay, so here's the modern and the traditional 35th anniversary symbol. So okay. the traditional is coral. The modern is jade, which works out well.
Yeah.
And then the gemstone is emerald. So going to be a lot of green.
Yeah.
A lot of green and corally stuff. So that's the 35th anniversary.
That both works out well.
It does. That's a good call.
For Tokyo. Next item up, speaking of anniversaries, is Epcot's 35th anniversary is coming up in days.
Mere moments away.
Yeah, mere moments. I feel like we should be doing it now. Disney announced that there's going to be a lot of stuff happening on October 1st. So, first is, don't forget to get a commemorative...
Good call. Reading.
Guide map. and a times guide. Be sure to get that on your way into the park. I'm sure you're going to have to beg for more than one.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. They should just print them. They print them anyway.
Yeah. There'll be an anniversary celebration. This will be a special celebration. It'll be held at the Fountain View stage at 10:01. Not a minute before or a minute after.
10:01 on the dot. Now that is probably going to be, you have to set your chromospheres to them, or whatever they call those things.
So they'll gather to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Epcot with the, who was that? Mariachi Kobe?
Who?
What is that? And the Voices of Liberty?
Yeah. It's the mariachi band. Plays in Mexico.
Oh, yeah? All right.
You didn't know they had a name?
No.
Yeah, it's really the only two... You know,
things left in Epcot that have musical instruments.
Well, I mean, you've got the London band, but who wants to sing a bunch of Beatles tunes?
All right, and here's the fun part, kids. If you're willing to stand in a line for days, or at least this day,
right?
They will have some special "I Was There" collection merchandise. Disney Parks blog, I think, has had a couple pictures of this stuff. It's all right. It's not great, which has been specifically designed for this year's milestone. Items in the collection will only be available at the pop-up shop for one day only, while supplies last, just past the Art of Disney store as you enter Epcot. Additional Epcot 35th anniversary logo merchandise will be available in select locations throughout the park, such as, obviously, Mouse Gear, and then... There'll be some on the Shop Disney Park app if you can't get to the park or don't want to go to the park to stand in a line. I remember for the 40th, it was sold out like by noon.
Oh, yeah.
So
That was this one dude, and it all was on eBay that afternoon. Yeah.
I would tell you, if you want any of that, you're going to have to get there early.
That's right. Go early, go often.
Yeah. And if you are attending the D23 event, you had a chance to buy this online and then just go and pick your stuff up. So if you didn't take advantage of that, I think that time has passed.
Yeah, your moment has gone.
Yeah. There will also be a special edition of Illuminations, Reflection of Earth.
You're so well stuck on the high one. That's even worse.
Conclude your day at the park with attending a special edition of the park's nighttime fireworks show, Illumination. That will be at 9 p.m. as always.
Nice. So I was flipping.
Have you been to any of the? Have you ever been to when they do an anniversary thing?
Yeah. You did the. We did the. Was it 45th anniversary thing for Walt Disney World? We did the big scavenger hunt at Epcot. I don't know if you were there. My mom was
maybe
with us.
Maybe that was the 30th.
It might have been. Yeah. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But I was flipping channels and I came up on Ocean's 12.
Ooh.
And one of the scenes is the boss guy Andy Garcia is interrupting the wedding. Mm-hmm. He says, "I don't mean to interrupt this momentous occasion, and I certainly apologize about ruining your honeymoon to Epcot Center."
Yeah.
He said that and I was like, "Oh wow,
that's enough reference
from days gone by."
Yeah.
So
some of them are good, some of them are kind of wonky. Like the 35th for Magic Kingdom was kind of not 35th.
45th, wasn't it?
45th was kind of wonky.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like 5-year things. They like 10-year things better.
They're off. Whatever.
Anyway.
So we've got, you want to do some of this?
Yeah. So coming up we have, I want to give some details. Coming up we have 3 meetups, one each month for the rest of the year.
Tree
meetups. First up is a Lickety Split at the Four Seasons on October 28th at 2 p.m. Now, if you don't know anything about this, Lickety Split really serves gelato, pastry, and coffee. And if you want to enjoy really any one of those, then all three are delicious. They have really good coffee, really good pastry, and really good gelato. I will tell you this, though. There's a couple ways you're going to have to get there. Number one is there is no self-parking at the Four Seasons any longer. So if you're going to come, you have a couple options. You can go directly to the resort, valet park. It's $25, and that's that. Option two is you can do that and then stay for dinner and go to either Pool Bar and Grill or Ravello, or even, I think, have a drink at the lobby bar and get your valet validated. And then it's, I think, only like $5. So that's your choice
there. Aren't we still trying to reach out? We're still trying to reach out to figure something out, too.
The other option is you can park at Plancha, which is free, and it's only a short walk over to the Four Seasons building. So that's your other option.
Just a short walk in the heat, which is great because you're coming to Lickety Split.
It's October. It should be cooler.
I'm sorry. It'll be 92, not 96.
Right. The second meetup is going to be in November, and this will be at the Pineapple Lanai over at the Poly. That'll be at 2 p.m. as well. The first one you can get on our Facebook page, and you can tell us if you're coming or not. That's helpful, so we know how many people to expect. The second one we haven't posted yet, but that'll be in November. And then the grand finale of the year, the big daddy.
The big blowout.
Is the Christmas Crawl. And that will be on December 11th, and that will be at 2 p.m. Not 2 p.m. That'll be a lot of drinking, my friends.
Well, it could be at 2 p.m. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. It'll be, we're going to start at the Contemporary at the Outer Rim at 7 p.m.
Right.
And we will go Contemporary, Poly, Grand Flow, and then back to the Contemporary.
As long as the monorails are running. Last year, not so much.
And that was on the inaugural night of their Dining in the Sky.
Right. Oh, man.
And that
Holy
didn't
fail.
Work. That didn't work for them either.
Holy fail, Batman.
So their Christmas crawl and our Christmas crawl failed simultaneously.
Jeez. They made us look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Will we do it?
All right, yeah. We've got a couple other things we'll let you know about. If you are hip to the Amazon Echo or the Dot, you have that integration with whether you call it Alexa or computer or whatever you call yours. You could just say, hey, play Disney Parks Podcast, and we are done up integrated. So you can play the Disney Parks Podcast on your device there. Make sure that you come over to the Disney Parks Podcast store. Come to DisneyParksPodcast.com, click on the button that says store or shop, and we've got a bunch of really cool mouse pads. We've got a bunch of cool drink coasters and some other things there. We've got some t-shirts still. And we got some other really cool things. We are still working with our graphic artist about the phone cases. That's really the thing we're holding out on. He hasn't had power for a while, so we're playing catch up. But we're going to have phone cases there hopefully by Christmas. So we're going to have that done. Sorry, that was loud.
Come in.
So we're going to have that. Go check that out. You may not know this, but that good-looking hunk of man right over there, Mr. Casanova, is a published author. He's written a book called, amazingly enough, Disney by the Numbers. It's all the facts and figures from all around the world at Walt Disney World Parks. You want to get a copy of that, you go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com, click on his store, click on a little book link, and you can purchase a book. Sure, you can get it on Amazon, but you can get it from Tony, not only with a very special tracking number, but it'll be autographed by the author himself. I've written a book called Disney Bucket List. I had to start to say Disney Parks Podcast. I'm like, nope. The Disney Bucket List. It is 100 things to do with the Magic Kingdom to discover even more magic. I've co-written it with a couple of awesome guys. You can order your copy from Amazon as well, but you can get it from me for $15. And shipping is included, and I'll autograph it. And then one of the things that you can do is the challenge would be to get the other two gentlemen to autograph your book and get a copy of that. No Disney fan library is complete without a copy of the Disney by the Numbers book and the Disney Bucket List. And we're going to do the last two things. Or you want to do those? The last two things is we would love for you to rate us and review us on iTunes or Google Play or whatever you're using, Stitcher, Podcast Catcher, whatever you're using to listen to us. Please give us some reviews. Let us know how we're doing. Give us some likes, stars, all that stuff. That helps us. That helps keep the show relevant and in the consciousness of the people listening. And finally, if you've got a story, if you've got a comment, if you've got a question, if you've got an answer to a trivia question, or you just want to call and say hello, you could call us at our Disney Parks Podcast hotline at 407-413-9010. Mm-hmm. And we will be there to answer. And if your comment or question or story is really cool, we would love to put it on the air.
Yeah.
So we've got a returning special event that I'm very excited about. That's going to feature Out of This World Entertainment and character encounters and even more fun. Many thrills are in store for guests who will be treated to the Hollywood-style red carpet arrival with iconic attractions with very little to no wait time, an amazing fireworks and projection show, and experts sharing details about the new Star Wars expansion coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios throughout the what's it called? Galaxy Star Wars Galactic Spectacular? No, that's the fireworks show. What's this called?
Star Wars Galactic something.
Yeah,
keep going.
In the press release. Yeah. What a crappy press release. So there's
Galactic Nights.
Galactic Nights. That's it. So for, during Galactic Nights, you're going to be able to catch out. The Star Wars Galactic Spectacular Fireworks, a Star Wars A Galaxy Far, Far Away stage show, will both be enhanced with special elements from the entire saga. In between, DJ Jazzy Ewok will keep things spinning at the center stage for Star Wars Dance Party. Yay. The Epic Theater plays host to a special one-night-only panel discussion about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, sharing some of the excitement coming to the 14-acre Star Wars-inspired expansion during our opening in 2019 at Disneyland Park and at Hollywood Studios. park wide, guests can step into immersive and iconic scenes from their favorite Star Wars films in a series of incredibly detailed photo locations, including a new backdrop inspired by Star Wars Rebels. And I'm down with that. Star Wars Galactic Nights, there it is, features encounters with Star Wars characters like Ewoks, AWR troopers.
Oh, sorry, John. I can't do that.
That's not what you told me last night. That's funny. She's never done that on the show. AWR troopers, roaming droids, Jedi knights teaching younglings in the Jedi Academy, trials of the temple, rocketing to the stars aboard Star Tours, the adventure continues, and stunning projection effects in park icons such as the Chinese Theater. At Star Wars Launch Bay, home base for the Star Wars fandom in the park, you never really know what Denzians from the light or dark side of the Force will appear. Don't miss Darth Vader and a battalion of Imperial Stormtroopers march menacingly down Hollywood Boulevard. Even more specialty Star Wars-themed food and beverages and merchandise will be available. And select park attractions will be open to all guests at embarkation points to Star Tours. The adventure continues. Guests may come face-to-face with Stormtrooper on the lookout for Rebel scum. Come dressed in your finest Star Wars. Arriving park guests will take a walk in red carpet that runs the length of Hollywood Boulevard. The street itself will be dressed in all the trappings of a Tinseltown premiere. Make sure that you check with either your travel provider or Disney to find out the rules about adults wearing costumes. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to come in with a mask on, kids. Yeah. You can call 407-WDW-PLAY, which is 407-939-7529, to sign up for premium offerings such as the Galactic Tasting Sampler, food and beverage items including lightsaber churros, oh my god, and a charcuterie with C-3PO crackers. So yeah, check that out. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
They didn't say the price of this event. I think it's a little steep.
I have a feeling.
I bet it's like $2,250.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Per person? Yeah. Yeah, per person. Force is strong with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be interesting. Would you go?
If I had the money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, I'd go.
Yeah.
I'd go in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with the outside of the Great Movie Ride. You know, they're going to change the facade a little bit.
Really?
I think for the new attraction, yes. They've already taken the sign down.
Boo! Oh, well, Great Movie Ride, yeah.
So, it'll be interesting because they project on that building. So, are they going to have to remap all the projections now that they're taking things off the building?
Well, you can only do what you can do. Yeah.
So, anywho, last week we had a question, a trivia question, and it was, what was the name of Zorro's horse? And we got a lot of responses.
Wasn't Bullseye?
No. Mm. The correct answer was Tornado. Or Tornado.
Holy cow, you have been spending a lot of time in Florida. Pretty soon you're going to be calling it Florida.
Yeah. The winner was Marcel, so Marcel, I sent you an email. If you can, reply back with your mailing address, and we will send you something in the mail. Being that it's Epcot's 35th anniversary, I have a trivia question about Epcot. The question is, John, what were the names of the two troublemakers in Cranium Command in Epcot?
Prep and Landing.
No.
Dang it.
If you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. And we will send you something interesting in the mail. I have some things that I want to give away, so we may be having harder and harder questions.
I have some things you want to give away?
Yeah, I got some things.
You got some old socks?
I got some leftover things from Bay Lake Tower.
You brought stuff home?
I have some things.
Bro.
So, we may have to up the
I can't believe you brought things home.
Yeah.
Some things. We failed miserably. Somebody needed to be at the door handing crap out.
I didn't come home with kites. That's the important part.
Bless God. I'm sure whoever cleaned that room was like, Holy frijoles, kites.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you would like to help and support and do all that kind of fun stuff and get access to some content and listen to us talk about things that we don't talk about on this show.
And
John has more. No. you can join us at patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast. We get an exclusive ad-free show. You get some extra video content, and we get a special live show for you all.
We put the shows up early.
We put the shows up there first. If you want to do all that, it's patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, or just go to DisneyParksPodcast.com, and you'll see a link for that. And we'd like to thank our current Patreon, David M., Willie, Jeremy, Katie, Eva, Grant, Ernie, David R., and Ron. And I should say, Eva is in Walt Disney World right now as we speak.
Really?
Yes.
She didn't want to see us?
I've seen pictures of her.
She didn't want to see us?
I guess not.
Fine.
I guess she made the long trek from across the pond.
she's from UK?
Yeah, she's from the UK, so she doesn't have time for us.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't blame her. Yeah, I wouldn't have time for us either. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm on the show.
Yeah. Now, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we spoke about nachos at Pecos Bill.
See?
It was a special hidden menu item where you got this huge platter of nachos that can feed like 8 people.
Uh-huh.
It's ending September 30th, and it'll be the last day. We'll be no longer beginning October 1st. So if you're dying for nachos the size of my head and John's head that can feed eight people, go do it now before October 1st because this is going a bye-bye. A bye-bye-bye.
Huh. Well, it says that the guests at the restaurant are supposed to keep an eye out for the next secret menu item.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's it going to be? A churro the size of a pinto?
I don't know. A hot dog that's 25 feet long?
It's Pecos Bill's. They don't serve hot dogs.
Oh, they don't sell that anymore.
It's fire chili. If you can eat this chili and ride Big Thunder Mountain and not puke, you get to keep the chili. Hey, you know, I love floats. I love parades. I love all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I get excited when news comes out that they're adding a new float to a parade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then my heart's broken because it's going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So there's a new Ursula float that's at the new Disneyland Frightfully Fun Parade. See what I did there?
Yeah.
During the Frightfully Fun Parade debut, a new solo Ursula float led the final float full of Disney villains. Yeah, that was written poorly. The Frightfully Fun Parade is part of the entertainment for Mickey's Halloween Party at Disneyland. The parade is presented twice during the party, and again this year is preceded by the Headless Horseman of a Sleepy Hollow. I wonder how those Headless Horseman meet and greets are going over. I gotta research that.
Yeah.
Mickey's Halloween Party is presented on select nights now through Halloween. However, no tickets are currently available for any of the nights at this time.
Wow.
Oh, they sold out. They done sold out.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to see this new Ursula float, no.
Yeah. I saw a picture of it. I don't think it's new to this, but I think this float was used somewhere else. if anybody is certain of that, I think this was used in a previous parade. Send us an email and jog my memory because it looked very familiar. Okay. Food and Wine is, I don't know, 90 days. Flower and Garden is another 90 days. Well, now, the Epcot International Festival of the Arts.
Yeah, buddy.
Will increase to 7 days a week. Not just weekends anymore. Right? Last year was just Friday, Saturday,
weekends,
Sunday.
Yeah.
Now they're going the full-on 7 days, baby.
It's now officially an Epcot International Festival.
Yep. made its debut in January of 2017, taking place Fridays through Mondays in its inaugural year due to the increased popularity of the event and probably the artists.
Yeah.
Thought it was kind of stupid to have to pack up every day.
Silly. I wouldn't say stupid.
Well, yeah. So now you're going to get all this and the Broadway talent from Disney's theatrical and an all new food studio.
Yeah, come on.
With beautiful, artfully inspired bites.
Jeez, they're never taking those booze out of that place.
I never leave it. The upcoming event will take place 7 days a week instead of just the Friday through Mondays. Special seminars, workshops will also be offered. However, we do not have all the lists for the 2018 lineup quite yet. I am shocked.
Soon.
But it will be soon.
It's soon because it's like right after the first of the year, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, it's I like the event. It was cool.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Well, we both bought the Master Art.
Oh, heck yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I might have bought mine at a slight discount.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know. Yeah. Totally awesome. Yeah. This is cool. I think this is a win for the artists. I think it's a winner for us. I think it certainly makes it easier for the locals and people who were visiting, because not everybody was scheduled over a weekend, so now this gives everybody more opportunity. Yeah. So I'm down with it. Why not?
Yeah, but it'll be interesting because, you know, I think a lot of the artists were local, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was probably not that bad. But now that this is going to be 7 days a week, are they going to have to hotel some artists, you know, because they don't live local?
Probably some, you know, some of the bigger names, but you know, all the regular. Your Larry Dotsons, your Greg McCulloughs, your... I'm sorry, I can't remember their names right off the top of my head. But the locals, probably not. And they're really the mainstays. I mean, Ducky...
Ducky Williams.
Yeah, Ducky Williams is local, right?
I think so.
So, you know, it's... I mean, he's a legend. So, I mean, if you get most of those guys there for a good chunk, and then on the weekends, that'd be your time to have your bigger names there. I mean, why not? They'll figure it out. So we've all heard of a great organization called Give the Kids a World. Give Kids the World. I should read more. Now, Give Kids the World's once-in-a-lifetime Cinderella Castle Dream Suite giveaway is happening. And this is amazing because, you know, if you're like us, you've dreamt of sleeping in the Cinderella Castle, in the Dream Suite. I mean, come on, seriously. So, the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite sits four stories high overlooking Main Street, USA, from one side, and Fantasyland from the other. The magnificent suite features all the comforts and conveniences of a luxury hotel and is located inside Cinderella Castle in the Magic Kingdom. The features in the suite include rich decor, a beautiful element such as cut stone floor, mosaic art, rich hardwood paneling, and stunning stained glass windows. And no, you cannot fly down the zip line. As you may know, only a few select few will ever have the chance to step foot inside, let alone spend a night in the iconic Cinderella Castle at Walt Disney World. This once-in-a-lifetime experience and one of the 100 things that you can do, Disney, in the Disney bucket list.
Oh.
Nice plug. Is one of the few opportunities that you can do that is not for sale. Right. Unless you're Tom Cruise. So now we're sharing that we have a chance to win this amazing experience from Give Kids the World and Disney. So by giving your support in the form of a donation to Give the Kids the World, you and five guests will be entered to win a dream come true night at the famed Cinderella Castle Suite at Walt Disney World Resort and 2-day Disney park passes, which makes sense because you have to get into the park and you're
sleep
in the park
and then you gotta get out.
Now you're there anyway, so you might as well hang out. So you get those 2-day park passes for each guest, feast on a fairy tale breakfast at Cinderella's royal table, get flown to and from Orlando, so that means we're probably not going to win, courtesy of Give Kids the World Village. Give Kids the World Village is an incredible nonprofit organization that's located in Central Florida. This amazing resort grants week-long cost-free vacations to children with life-threatening illnesses and their families. This week-long stay includes everything for the families that they need, from meals to transportation, allowing the families the time to just focus on having fun and being together. So we will put the link in the show notes.
The link's on the site already, on Disney Parks.
On Disney Parks Podcast. Great. So click that link. Good luck. And just remember this. If you win, Tony and I helped you find this amazing event. Now, I'm not saying that you have to bring us, but I will say that Tony's been in there.
I've been in there.
I have not.
I've been in it.
So I'm just saying, but if you were to offer it, we may or may not say no.
Yeah.
Is that pretty shameless?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We've spoken about it on the show, but if you walk from Main Street to the castle, the first door on the right-hand side, big brown door, is the elevator. Well,
wait, there's an elevator?
Yes. Actually, inside there is where the concierge person sits.
There's a concierge person?
That sits there all night because you can't leave. Once you're in, you cannot leave.
You can't walk around?
You cannot leave the building.
So he's got a taser?
I don't know what they got, but you cannot leave.
You cannot leave, sir.
Yeah. So you're in there until the morning, until the park opens in the morning, not before.
Right.
Park open, then they will let you back downstairs.
So if you're thinking you're going to sleep for a couple hours and then get up and tool around the park, no.
No. You can watch maintenance do all their work from the windows.
I'll bet you can't. Can you really see out?
There's a couple windows you can see some things into Fantasyland and a little bit onto Main Street. They're very small stained glass windows, so you're going to be seeing through a color.
Yeah.
You know, blue, red, green, yellow, orange, whatever. And it is a very small room. And when they say six, there are two queen-size beds and one sofa queen. So you'll be sleeping with somebody. from what I heard is you can order food, drinks, snacks, pizzas, or whatever all hours of the night, and the concierge will get somebody to get that for you. I don't know if they keep a chef on duty while somebody's in the suite. I'm assuming they do.
I'd like some sticky wings from the Polynesian.
Yeah.
A couple of Mickey heads on sticks.
Get me a Dole Whip.
I need a Dole Whip stat.
I need a Mickey bar.
I need a fifth of Jack Daniels. And
Fireball.
Fireball. Is Leslie staying with you?
So, if... It would be an interesting experience. And the more you donate, the more entries you get into this chance to win. So I will tell you that. I think it starts with the low amounts, but if you scroll down, you can donate some significant money and get some significant entries if you really have to have this. If you need to buy your way into this contest,
yeah,
you know, that's the way to do it.
Good luck. Yeah. But there's no guarantee.
No. No guarantee.
Would it be hilarious if somebody like spends like thousands and thousands of dollars and like somebody gives like $5 and gets like one entry and it's like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Skeevo Johnson. Oh my God. The best $5 I ever spent.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually how it wins. hey, there's 22 films being released by the Disney company. That includes Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, Disney Cartoon, Walt Disney Pictures, Touchstone, whatever. No, it's, whatever other
I think
film.
Technically it's Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
Lucasfilm. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. In 2018. We're just going to run down the list
and
the dates. Yeah, and 2019. Yeah. And you can do your own research on that.
Yep.
First up, Black Panther, coming out February the 16th. A Wrinkle in Time on March 9th, 2018. Avengers Infinity War, May 4th, be with you.
Bum, bum, bum.
On the 2018. The Untitled, I love the way they keep saying this. Someday they'll give it a title. The Untitled Han Solo Star Wars anthology film will be on May 25th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The Incredibles Duo on June 15th, Ant-Man and the Wasp on July 6th, 2018, the untitled Christopher Robin Project. Sounds like a band. On August 3rd, 2018, Mulan, the live action on 11/12/18. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Yeah, Tony's looking forward to that one a lot.
Yes. On November 2nd.
It's got Anna Kendrick in it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, Wreck-It Ralph, Part Duo, on November 21st, 2018. Mary Poppins Returns on December 25th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The Captain, Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
March 8th, 2019. Dumbo, the live action, where we're going to see elephants fly.
I've seen a house fly. I've seen a shoe fly. But I ain't never seen an elephant fly.
On March 29th, 2019. The untitled Disney Toon movie will be on April 12th, 2019. Some unnamed, untitled Avenger movie will be on May 3rd, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin, the live action, will be on May the 24th, 2019. Toy Story 4. Whoop, whoop.
There's a Toy Story movie coming out?
On June 21st, 2019. Really, I think they should bump that up, but that's just me. The live action, Lion King, on July 19th, 2019. What is this? Artemis? I can't say this word.
Artemis Fowl.
Yeah. Whatever. On August 9th, 19, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, no. That's the Anna Kendrick movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole will be on November 18th, 2019. And for the first time in forever, Frozen 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
You've all been waiting for it.
Yep.
You're waiting for those magical songs to come.
Shoot me in the head.
11/27/2019, and the last and final movie of this list, Star Wars Episode 9.
Yeah, buddy.
On 12/20/2019.
That's prolific, man.
That is a movie a month for the next 2 years.
Almost, yeah, pretty much.
Almost a movie a month.
Yeah. That's going to be. There's a lot of possibilities for amazing movies.
Yeah.
There's a few movies that I'm curious about, a few movies that I'm like, but for the most part, man, I think it's a solid slate of movies.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. I'm excited. What movies are you excited? Leave us a comment, call the hotline number, let us know what you're excited about. If you're in the chat group, some funny stuff going on in the chat room right now.
Oh boy.
Robin is in rare form. J. Leo Construction at Disney Springs Westside is already working on the former Wolfgang Puck on Westside at Disney Springs is now in a state of partial demolition. I thought they were good. Okay, cool. Partial demolition as crews begin the work on transforming the space into the new J. Leo restaurant.
I'm not sure if it's J. Leo or Haleo.
Haleo?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Haleo?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, if I'd have known that, I would have been butchering. I apologize. Oh, I should have read further. Haleo, a concept by world-renowned chef Jose Andres Think Food Group, will open in the West Side of 2018, bringing the spirit and flavors of Spain with an extensive menu of tapas that reflect the rich regional diversity of traditional and contemporary Spanish cuisine. So that's pretty cool. Question, though, what...
Yeah, we think the new Wolfgang is going to go by the bus.
Yeah. We know where that's going.
Yeah,
but they're going to put Haleo right next to the Cuban Club, and that's, I mean, yeah, Cuban food is different, but it's very similar. I mean, it's not like tapas and stuff, but you know, Cuban food and Spanish food are not that far different. I mean, the flavor palette is different. I'm sure that chefs listening to this are like beating their head against the wall right now. But
I hope they do a nice paella there.
Oh my good lord, if they did. Oh my god. Because
I've seen
him
do a nice paella and I'm like, I'd be digging on some paella.
Yeah, so it'd be fun to have Chef Jose there.
Yeah. I I said this when they started putting all these celebrity chefs at Disney Springs. Bring it on. Bring them all. You know?
Heck yeah.
Art Smith, Marimoto, what's the other guy?
Rich Bayless.
Rick Bayless. Yeah. Wolfgang. Bring them all. You know? I'd love to see them all open up a place down there.
You know what we need?
Mike Simon, Bobby Flay, Giada, Mario Batali.
Yeah, we need a Michael Simon pork restaurant.
Yes.
We need a Buddy Velasco place.
Yes.
He needs a
Carlos Bakery.
He needs to bring that down here, man. I mean, it's ridiculous why I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So this is cool. Haleo. It's one of his restaurants.
Yeah. So bring him all on.
That'd be cool. Well,
all right, let's wrap it up with some headline news.
We had that last week. We actually had it.
I didn't stick my head in.
Yep.
All right, first up, first at bat. See what I did there, John?
I did.
The Atlanta Braves is out.
See you later.
They're gone. They're leaving. 2018 season is the last season at ESPN.
We up out, yo.
Yeah. Next up, guests can now take their test track cars home with them at Epcot's test track. That's, so you go and you make your own car.
And they back up the truck and then put the ride vehicle on there. And yeah. How do those things drive? Yeah, I mean, they're on a track.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's going to be a pain.
So, apparently, once you get that card, you bring it to the gift shop and they'll give you your car.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got plenty of time when you create your car in the queue line.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to print
a
car.
Sure.
Take it home, man.
Yeah.
There's your car.
Yeah.
Have fun. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Construction has begun on Epcot's Ratatouille ride over at the France Pavilion.
Jeez, they're not
waiting.
Now, there's
no walls up, but they're backstage. They've already started clearing land and, you know, getting all that back area all moved around and things like that. So, they only have until 2021.
Got to get on it, kids. Yeah. Get on it.
Time is flying. Also, the expansion landing area has been completely cleared over at Epcot's, where the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. That's the area kind of that you see in the parking lot behind Ellen's. It's now been all cleared and ready for construction.
Yeah, get it.
Can't wait. I also noticed that at Disney Springs, they started doing some stuff at Disney Quest, too, so...
Yeah, they punched holes through the back wall and they started dismantling the Disney Quest sign.
Yeah.
How sad to see that go down. It's like, no!
Coming soon, you'll be able to take a...
you'll be able to take a giant Dole Whip.
Yeah. They're going to give you a giant Dole Whip to take home.
Smells like pineapple.
So it's one of their photo pass magic shots. It's like a Dole Whip is probably... tall as me, from what I've seen from the photos. It's huge.
And it'll probably still give you that ice cream headache.
Yeah, probably.
Take it all whip.
For those that have some extra money to get rid of, Coach will be accepting all your money. They are opening up a store at Disney Springs.
Yes, please.
They should put it right next to the Dooney and Burke store and then just say, here.
They don't have a Dooney and Burke store,
I'm saying they should.
They should.
And then they just say, here, women, give us all your money.
Give us all the monies.
Give us all the monies, women.
Yep.
Because I think if you get one, you have to have all of them. Right?
Here's the scary thing. So, Sid loves Dooney and Burke purses. And obviously, we don't live the lifestyle. We can afford many of them. So, we're very strategic in the ones that we purchase.
Right.
But she's part of a group. A couple of groups of Dooney and Burke fans.
Right.
They take family photos. They call them family photos. Mm. Now, the camera cannot pick up all of the stuff that I'm seeing, so forgive this, but I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 bookshelves full of CDs and DVDs, and then books and DVDs, and then Toy Story collectibles. Imagine, if you will, this whole area filled with various sizes of Dooney and Burke purses.
Sure.
Dozens. Mm-hmm. That's their family shot.
Yeah.
It's like three or four of the same type.
Like my Apple family up there.
Yeah, three or four of the same type, yeah, just because, sure. You know, they wanted to get
the
that.
Big, small, medium.
No, three or four of the same type. Same purse design. Same,
really?
Yeah, because they, you know, they like the way that the Mickey fell here. I mean, these things are like $200-$300 a pop.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
I know people are very picky about the design.
Oh,
and
I
where
know.
The
Dude, Mickey, trust me.
Cut off Mickey's head or something like that.
I will say this.
Coach does have stuff for men. Susan's boyfriend's got a Coach Mickey wallet.
That's nice.
So they do make stuff for men. So
I know for a while though, you were carrying a merce, so I figured that you would.
Yeah, no. They don't have any merces. Harvey's got one.
You interested?
No.
You got out of the merce phase?
Yeah, and it's too heavy.
I walked past a dude.
The material they make it out of is very thick.
I walked past a dude the other day, had a merce on, and he's walking towards me, and I'm just like looking at him, and we lock eyes, and I have my backpack, and I just went... I shook my head. It's like, you don't look right.
Yeah.
This is not a good look.
Wallet, keys, phone. And then what? Then what do I put in there?
I don't know. I usually carry, you know, like I come over here all the time. I have my laptop and a couple things that go with me everywhere. But I wouldn't get a merce. I mean, I will forever be the backpack guy or the big sling thing. Right. I can't do a merce. It's just not me.
Hey, if you're coming to Orlando and you are going to miss Magical Dining.
No.
Now you're not.
What?
Magical Dining has been extended till October 12th. Now, footnote, not all restaurants are participating. It seems like most of the Disney restaurants are, but go to visitorlando.com/magicaldining. And then when you click on the menu down at the bottom, it'll tell you if they're participating until October 1st or until October 12th. So make sure that you check before you go. Know before you go.
That's right. Forewarned. No. Whatever. Go ahead.
Next up, the Hoop-Dee-Doo started up again September 20th. They were shut down for a long time. I think they finally got enough trees out of the way.
We've got a recording of the Hoop-Dee-Doo review the week after the hurricane.
Oh, yeah?
Here, you ready? Hang on. Let me, okay, you ready? Here, press play. Because they're underwater.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Get it?
All right, and the last but not least, the great movie ride sign has been cut off the theater. It's now officially over, my friends.
It's gone.
So the question begs, what are they going to do with that facade? Are they going to keep it like that, or are they going to change it?
Well, they're obviously going to do something with it because they have to project stuff on it.
Yeah, I mean, they got in a pissing match with Grumman, so I don't know.
They're in a pissing match with Grumman?
They did. Remember, for a long time, that's why they put the hat there, so that you couldn't get a picture of the Chinese theater.
That's why they put the hat there?
That and for the celebration, because Disney did not have the rights for that image.
Whoops.
Yeah. So that's why it was not also then removed as the icon, too. So I don't know. This is their chance to redo that building if they now,
Alrighty then.
They haven't put up any construction walls yet. At least they haven't as of the other day from what I saw. If they did, let us know.
Fair enough.
All right, that's it, John. Anything else?
No, guys. Thanks for, not really news-wise, but thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for taking time to watch us live. Make sure you come over to patreon.com, check us out, and make sure you visit us at Disney Parks Podcast. Leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Make sure you give us a review on iTunes or Podcast Catcher or whatever you're using. And that's about it.
Yep. And don't forget, go to DisneyParksPodcast.com if you want to win a Cinderella Castle Suite.
Heck yeah.
Go to our blog. All right, that's it. And as we'd like to say around here, we'll see you in the parks.
Thank you.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.